Good. I
So
can yeah, good. I'm happy your experience. I know you're doing great, man. Like I said, I just started following you on Instagram. I think it was a podcast with Chris that I saw you on. I was like, dude, I gotta check this guy out. I just moved down here to LA. I'm new from Northern California, so just really excited to plug into the local, high vibrational people like yourself that are, in my opinion, kind of leading the way of this new thought, this new paradigm of health. And for me, I created the Infinite Cup, and it's something where I just want to really hone in on the spiritual component, like the spirituality of it, and what makes you, tick, what makes you really, motivates you on that day to day when it's your spiritual practice. Because when I look at you, you're a very spiritual person, and you've really embodied that, in my opinion. That's what I was drawn to you in the first place.
Cool, great. People view me in all sorts of different lights, and so and everyone's got a unique perspective. Just so you know that your face is being cut off
That's okay.
for the
Yeah, don't
video.
worry about it. Yeah.
Okay, you're cool. All
Yeah.
right, I'm being too much of a director here.
You're good. You're good, baby.
Cool. So. Yeah, did you want to start? Did you want to do an intro? Did you want to ask me a question or?
Yeah, we're good. We can have a topic if you want. I mean, we can start it right now. I don't have any, notes or anything. I like to do it just real intuitively. I want to just be in the moment, live in the now with you, and just go for it. No, script here, no agenda of any sorts. Like I said, it's more of an introduction because I just, got the download from you. I followed your Instagram, and it just took me a few minutes. And it's like, yeah, I totally get what you're doing. I resonate with it 100%. And I want to kind of dig deeper in, like I said, the more of the spirituality component, because that's really my forte in the sense where I think right now people are, just desperate for it more than ever in more of a tangible way, like yourself, and you're presenting this in a way that people are really getting. And it's awesome. And it's just really exciting to see.
Yeah, it is exciting, and it's exciting to get the feedback because I've been at it for years. I've been sharing my studies of nutrition and fasting and internal purification for years, and it's incredible for me to be getting the feedback that I'm getting right now, which just tells me that people weren't ready before and they're ready now.
Yes.
And I saw a vision in 2006 in the Amazon rainforest that humanity makes it from the precipice of ecological disaster. And, statistically, we're fucked. Clearly, we are. And so, for me to hold that vision and see it, how it's going to play out, I don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but again, I saw that vision that we make it, whether it's a vibrational, interdimensional shift, maybe the meek inherit the earth. I don't know how I don't know how it looks. All as I know is, that's my mainstay. My mission is to raise human consciousness and change all systems. And my vision is very clear for the future. And so I just keep moving forward. And for me, it's magical to be getting the feedback that people are now getting it. I get it. And I'm not personally, I don't think I'm doing anything special. I'm just a man living on this planet, and I feel that we are all in the same boat,
I agree.
and I know that, the food supply has been messed up, and the statistics are getting, pretty heavy. 70% of the American people are obese or overweight. That has raised like 10% since I've owned my business,
Exactly.
and that's exponential growth in a very short amount of time. 70% is close to 100%. So if I don't put my foot down and start changing the world dramatically, then basically I could just kiss my ass goodbye.
I
And
agree.
not only that, but as a man, if I know what's on the environment and I'm here to protect the innocent and protect, the tribe or the people that are in my group and my genetic structure, genealogy, as it is, then to me, I'm wasting the gifts that I have. I'm wasting my potential. And so one of my mentors, the great Maori healer, Papa Joe, said before he died, he said, if you're not creating a legacy for the benefit of your grandchildren's grandchildren, which is seven generations, then you're wasting other people's oxygen.
Totally
And
agree.
that's some powerful shamanic medicine right there. And so, and what else am I here for? It's like, I'm not here for my own personal gain. I'm here for the expression of co-creation, utilizing the manifestation principle and the rules of alchemy, which are also intertwined with natural law. And so I'm here to create what I envision. You know, so an element of heaven on earth, or more balance. I think heaven on earth is already here. We just have to clear away the veil. And so, you know, I'm down for balance and bioremediation and living in balance with biomimicry principles. Because I know that that's possible. Anything's
yes.
possible.
Yes.
And right now with the fakery and fuckery we see around there as norm,
yep.
as the norm,
yep.
right? I'm here to write that and rectify that.
Me too, yep, 100%.
No, that is abnormal, yep. and that's creating problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of consciousness just creates all sorts of problems.
I agree.
So
I agree 1,000%. I totally resonate with every word that you just said. And if I were to put it in one word, me and you have this in common, I would say it's an upholder, right? You got to like uphold this vision that you're talking about here. And to me, that's what gets me out of the bed in the morning. You know, I can tell that's what gets you out of the bed in the morning, because you have that vision. And now it's about manifesting it into this tangible waking life that we call, you know, Earth and this Earth dance. So beautiful. I'm just so excited. I'm just curious if you were to kind of distill, not all of your work down. I don't mean to, you know, sum everything up or generalize it. I just really like things in like one word. If you were to say something like a practice or a tool that you've done in your life out of everything that you've done, what would you hone in on? Is it meditation? You know, is it a movement practice? Is it a specific cleanse? And I know I'm not trying to say that one thing is the answer, because I know a lot of people want that. We need that holistic approach. I'm just saying, you know, for me, it's a question of we only have 24 hours in the day. Right. And it's about optimizing every single second of that. And where are you going to put that time and energy into it to create that vision and uphold it to see it manifest?
Well, you know, what comes to me intuitively, it really just comes down to balance. And all the ancient sages have said, walk the middle path,
yeah.
Walk the razor's edge.
Yeah.
And all knowledge is knowledge of self. So nothing is new underneath the sun.
I agree.
You know, people want me to develop programs and they want structure for my workshops.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is there's a handful of fundamental principles, and when applied regularly, you can achieve balance.
Yes.
And so, and I like the Bruce Lee quote, you know, study with everyone, take what's useful, discard the rest, make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And so ultimately, it could be good for me, but you might not have the
sure.
lifestyle and the available time and the weather that
yeah.
I have, so you can't compare me.
Yeah.
But if you take a small percentage of the basics that I'm teaching
mm-hmm.
and you adopt one of those things, or Bruce Lee likes to say, master the one punch,
mm-hmm.
you practice that 10,000 times, your one punch is going to be deadly. Who cares
yeah.
if it comes from Wing Chun or Shaolin Kung Fu? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That one punch is going to set you, it's going to differentiate you, and you're going to become a master of that. Well, the same thing could just be, say, the one punch for your life. Get clear on what you need as a human being to optimize your energy, so that you're walking around as a powerful force, that you have your own energy and power intact, and that
okay.
you can utilize that to guide your life, guide your mind
yep.
in the direction that you want to go. The mind is a tool. So when it's focused on that which we want to create, it can cut through the fabric of reality
yes.
like a laser.
Yes.
And so, and we can create and design the future, design what we choose to see. And so, I think that's the biggest thing that we need to wrap our heads around is that, you know, the law of mentalism, and all is mental,
mm-hmm.
and getting our mind right, no different than the Wright brothers or Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs wasn't even an engineer.
Yeah.
He said, I want a handheld device computer in everyone's hand. And
boom.
He's told all the engineers to get to work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
He was the idea man.
Exactly.
So nothing is more powerful than a made-up mind. So getting clear on fundamentally what it takes to feed your biological animal so it can be balanced enough so that you can program your own mind to use it as a laser cutting tool to design in the third dimension, mind over matter.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the true final frontier is mind over matter, because statistically we're fucked. The oceans are fucked. The rainforest is fucked. Yeah. The biodiversity is fucked. The glyphosate is in the air, water, and soil. They
5G.
Found it in the Arctic. So we have to mind over matter. We've got to re-engineer, rethink, reprogram this thing up here, and you know. Not only that, reprogram it there, but utilize the heart for the proper level of balanced God-given consciousness.
Thank you,
And program the mind, not make the mind the master.
Yes.
Right? We 100%. Are the master over the mind.
100%. And I'm going to stop you right there, because that's where I feel like that shift that you're talking about has already happened, in the sense we went up to the head and we've intellectually figured out everything, and that didn't work. And guess what we need to do now? We need to take a step out of the mind and go into the heart, and we need to love life. And I think, to me, I mean, what I've created is, I think people look up to people like you and me because we're just doing what we love. Oh my God, what a concept, right? You're not a slave to that mind. One of my favorite sayings too, you know, the mind is a much better, you know, servant than it is a master, right? And that's exactly what I was thinking when you were talking, because I think everybody's mind has become their master rather than a servant. So I agree with you 100, 150%, and this is awesome, because to me, technology, like, I avoided social media, I avoided all this stuff in the beginning, but now we need to use this vehicle for growth and transformation, because there's no more excuses anymore in 2019 with transparency and what's happening with the world. We all know the Amazon rainforest is deteriorating and 5G is killing us all with invisible airwaves and blah, blah, blah. But the question is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, right? And someone like yourself has created that change, right? And that's why I resonate with you, because not only have you created that change, but you have workshops. You have something where somebody can actually apply that knowledge. Because to me, what's missing is the experience. You can read it on a book. You can go to some, you know, talk or whatever. But when you experience that breath work that you're doing on a daily basis, when you experience the green juice and the vitality that you feel when your body is filled with minerals and you're thriving and living life from your intuition instead of living life by that programming, you're unstoppable. And people know that. And the government knows that, and pharmaceutical companies know that, and that's why we're being repressed every single day. And it's a sad world we live in, but again, people like you have created that change, and now there's options. That's what I'm saying. It's 2019. There's options now. You don't need that pharmaceutical dependency or that mind trip that you're dopamine addicted to. You know what I mean? You don't need that anymore. So that's really, I think, what's come down, you know, to distill that message of people and just living in that heart, in that space. And I think people are craving that more than ever.
Yeah, and I think it's a good idea to recognize that there are no victims, and that we can. And also, I like to philosophically twist it a little bit, because you can flip that yin yang coin over any time. And so, instead of they, how about we created this mess to awaken our innate intelligence, our God influence spirit, that connection to spirit. It's gotten so hard and so painful and so loud that we have no other choice to wake up. So I believe that everything is by design.
I agree.
We've tricked ourselves. This is the big cosmic joke. We've tricked ourselves into our own awakening. And so I think it's par for the course. The dark forces are the yin-yang dualistic paradox is working like a charm. As it gets more dark, the light is going to want to come through. It just comes down to balance.
I agree 100%. And I would call that transcendental. You know, a lot of people are living in that duality in the third dimension. And that's, you know, higher dimensional energies are available to us. I don't want to get all new agey and talk about fifth dimensional consciousness and stuff, because that's not the place for this. Because I want to, you know, talk about real things. And there's just too many woo-woo people talking about fifth dimensional energy and stuff. And I understand all that. Again, again, but just for the sake of this video and what we're doing, it's one of those things where I think people need real information, real exercises, breath work. Because like what you're doing with the breath, like to me, if I were to answer the question I asked you earlier, it would be meditation. Like our breathing apparatus is not being used on a day-to-day basis. It's being controlled. So that's where, like if I were to distill the information in that 24 hours, like where are you going to spend your time? Conscious breathing. We are not conscious breathers, you know? So it's that task that we all have and the willpower that we need to switch that to conscious breathing. Dolphins are the only ones that literally think for every single breath, like, I gotta inhale right now. Oh man, that was so good. Okay, let's exhale. Man, that was a good one. Let's do it again. Inhale. One more time. All right, exhale. Imagine doing that for 24 hours. See, that's too much for people. That's too much to comprehend, you know? So you're right. I love what you said when, you know, we created this. When you take responsibility for all reality and all life, everything changes. And that's, you've already done that, obviously. And people, when you change your vibration, you change your frequency instantaneously like that, nothing can stop you. So I think people are, awakening to this concept that we're talking about. And it's just a matter of what is that last thread, whether it's GMO, whether it's the 5G, whether it's the, you know, any or water issues or whatever. It's that last thread that kind of gets people out of their comfort zone to start talking about it and to start doing something about it.
Yeah, well, you said a lot there. So I always like to bring it back to, you know, the basics. The human body requires a few things to make sure that it's biochemically aligned, it's structurally aligned. So, you know, Paul Cech has his 6 foundation principles. I have my 9 pillars of health. Yeah. So in physics, they call it first principles. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have your basics, your platform, your foundation elements. And hydration is one of those. Nutrition is one of those. Sunlight is another one for me. Barefoot grounding. I actually like to say that nature heals everything.
Me too.
That kind of simplifies it a little bit more.
Yeah.
The more you can get into nature in as many facets as you possibly can, that is how you are going to heal the human body. And fasting was built into our natural, you know, rhythms. When it was too cold, there was less food. Mm-hmm. So we didn't hoard food because then the camp would have been, you know, ransacked by other predatory animals.
Exactly.
And so there is natural balance mechanisms inside of our culture, inside of our world, I should say. So you got hydration, you've got nutrition, you've got sleep.
Yep.
You know, the anabolic phase is so important.
So important.
In our culture, we've subjugated that. We've subjugated nutrition. Oh, it's all scientifically validated that it's okay and safe for, you know, human beings. And you can sleep when you're in the grave. It's all about hustle and grind.
Yep.
Well, people don't even know, especially all these digital warriors out there. It's like, hustle, grind, 10X, Greg Cardone, Gary Vee, give me a fucking heart attack, Donald Pena, make billions, motherfucker, otherwise you're beta. And it's just like, yo, man, you're programmed at the highest level.
Yep.
And those guys are still programmed at their highest level. Now, money does represent some form of survival.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worthy of recognizing your ability to perform and execute your tasks inside the business world is directly related to your survival and the expansion of your genealogy, you know, how much you can support that. But anyone will tell you, and the rich kids, you know, up in Malibu, they've got more of the high-end drug drug recovery, you know, addiction recovery facilities up in Malibu, and a lot of those rich kids are all fucked up on heroin stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For that exact reason, they have stress in their life that's driving them to their own awakening, to their own hard work, to recognize their own power.
Exactly.
And so, it's creating, snowflakes and weak people. And, and then to self-medicate that, you see, people going to drugs and alcohol. And I understand that well. And I'm not trying to judge people or anything. It's just kind of the way the systems are set up
for
us to wake up.
Yep.
You know, again, no victims.
Yep.
This is all about, waking up to a higher level of consciousness. And so so understanding hydration is important. Nutrition is important. Sleep is important. You can't mess with your sleep if you want to be healthy.
I agree.
If you want your body to rebuild, your breathing apparatus, optimizing your breathing apparatus, because you understand that cellular respiration is directly related to cellular health.
Exactly.
And if you don't have the proper cellular respiration, you're going to have oxidative stress and and oxidative waste in the body, and your body's not going to run optimally, especially at the cellular level. So, and your cellular respiration is directly related to your overall respiration, and then you've got thinking. You know, who's thinking your thoughts? Are you, you know, are you programmed? You know, what's your belief in God? Are you going to hell if you have premarital sex? You fucked the hockey team last year. And so what's that going to develop potentially emotionally into your body? Could you develop cancer from that level of negativity?
Definitely.
Well, anything's possible. So then you've got thinking. Then you've got your relationships, hydration, nutrition, sleep, movement. Movement as medicine. Actually, the mechanism of movement isn't so much for weight loss and exercise. It's actually a necessity to move the lymph
and actually move the chi.
And you reduce the electrical impedance throughout the body. And so movement is medicine. And so when you recognize this, then you go back to basics and you apply whatever you can throughout the day.
Yeah.
You get your nutrition, you get your sunlight, you get your grounding, you get your nature elements whenever you can, as much as you can. You eat the pure food as you can.
Yes.
And then it's the application of the basics that delivers you a baseline. We're not even talking about enlightenment or advanced technology. We're just talking about a baseline for feeling good and being able to have some sort of mindset to go out and create your dreams.
Exactly.
Basics are just a baseline.
That was awesome. No, that's 100%. I agree 100%. That baseline is 100%. You need it. There's no way around it. For me, what I learned, you know, I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a yogi. For me, most of my... Oh, you got paused there on the video. You there? Oh, there you go. You're back. Cool. No worries. What I was just going to say for me, you know, my, I like to call them lens or filter. You know, my filter is built up through yoga and, you know, what I've studied in sense. So when, that's kind of the words that resonate with me and just what I've, you know, learned in this lifetime. So I just want to say that because a lot of people just need some sort of system, some sort of guidance for what you just talked about, that foundation. And for me, what I've noticed too, especially is I'm like you. I love what you said, no victims. I'm going to have to steal that one from you because I never blame anybody. I never point the, I was, you know, like the vegan police guy or whatever. It's like you point fingers at, oh, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. And that's just more backward steps. It didn't get me anywhere, you know? So what I've learned is obviously no victims, but the next part is taking that full responsibility. And right now, I think people are desperate for this information more than ever on how they can bring it into their day-to-day life. And for me, I don't blame the person. I blame environment. Our environment, especially here in Southern California, is not set up for the things that you just talked about. It's not set up for grounding. It's not set up for proper sunlight. Are you kidding me? The air quality is I don't want to get into the negative. I'm just telling you, if the environment is 100% pristine and nature is not covered by man, then you're good. Then the human design will just thrive because the lymph system is moving. It is walking. It is grounding daily. It is getting fresh air and clean water on a very regular basis. For me, I had to go all the way and drive all the way to Alaska to really live that on a day-to-day life, you know, to just experience what it's like to have that normal homeostasis just from living without even getting into all the stuff, you know, the extra stuff when it comes to working out or whatever. I think people's potential is very much dependent on their environment is how I would kind of frame it. Yeah. Oh, I lost you on the audio. Hold on.
No, I got it.
There you go.
I got it.
Yeah.
I was muted. Okay. And if you can access enough of the basic principles and turn your energy field on higher, then you can start gravitating towards the mind over matter. But again, you know, just like in yoga, you know, or people in veganism, they point out that certain avatars were vegan or vegetarian.
Yeah.
Well, don't put the cart before the horse.
Exactly.
You know, it's like you still have to activate a certain level of consciousness before you start you know, living some practices. If you just start out with like, I'm going to do mind over matter, and, you know, try and walk in front of a bus, you might get mowed over. And yeah. It might take a little while to be reincarnated.
I'm sure there's a lot of people trying Wim Hof out there right now experiencing some difficulties for that same reason, you know?
Yeah, so get your awakening wherever you can and then keep advancing. And if this sounds like a viable concept, if not, just continue with your GMO bonbons and Netflix and video games and call it a day. You know, go right into the Matrix and, you know, stay on your social media and think that that's reality itself.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So I'm curious for you real quick. Can you just tell me like one experience? You're a very awakened person. I'm just curious. I want to hear just one story or just one quick thing in the beginning, like the very beginning that just opened you up. Was it one, you know, for me, it was a trip to Hawaii when I was, you know, experiencing green juice every day, walking barefoot, like we're talking about. Like that was the first time in my life where I was doing that on a regular basis. And it's like, I couldn't look back. I couldn't turn around and do those old things and play video games and do that stuff any longer. Like it literally was not an option for me. So I'm just curious for you, what was that, you know, time in your life? What was that time when that, you know, that switch kind of flipped where you had this awakening? I'm just curious, what was that time? Like one little story.
Yeah, well, I had three pretty profound awakenings, but I would have to say one of the biggest ones was when I was in the fashion world. I was a Versace model, and I was partying a lot, you know, traveling the world, and being hung over. By the time I got up to, you know, I partied damn hard, and so by the time I was like 27, 28, 29, and, you know, maybe I ended up in jail one too many times, or just problems, you know, social problems, relationship problems, and then also, you know, could you imagine me back then? I still have the potential that I have, you know, whatever level of looks and attraction that I have, people still took the time to say, hey, Troy, you got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
You know, you're wasting it.
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing with your life? Yeah. Are you just going to be a party animal? And, mm-hmm. and, you know, I drank pretty heavily. So it was like, I would get wasted. And so, you know, you hear that 100 times or so. Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, you know, what am I doing with my life? And then I was sick and tired of being hungover and having 5-day hangovers that felt like the flu and being bedridden.
Yep.
And I wanted something better in my life. I wanted, think I reached the top of the modeling career and I was just like, is that really it? And I kind of hated the business and then I always wanted to do acting. And so I moved to LA and started, you know, building my career here. And I knew I couldn't build my career on the basis of being a party animal. So eventually I had to throw in the towel and sober up. And that was really, you know, the beginning of a wake up call. And then I found Vipassana meditation.
Oh, wonderful. Sweet. I was going to ask you about that. Cool.
So that was, I mean, Vipassana was a big game changer for me. And I'd been trying to sober up for many years before that.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing really worked. And Vipassana was the thing that anchored me into that.
Yes.
About 6 years later, I started drinking ayahuasca. That was another one.
Yeah.
And I started working with indigenous healers around the same time I started practicing Vipassana.
Perfect.
And all those levels of different level of consciousness and healing myself.
Yep.
And then facing myself, facing my shadow, facing my inner issues, my childhood traumas and stuff, and that was like peeling an onion, and there's always layers in there.
Always.
But that was about 20 something years ago, 20 plus years ago. And, that really helped me, you know, dig in.
Awesome. Awesome, dude. That's so beautiful. Wow. It's so beautiful in the sense of how organic that was. Oh my gosh. This is what I'm really good at. It's what I call the cosmic view. You got to step outside your little ego, small self, step outside, get up here in the cosmic view and understand this puzzle that we're all a part of, and just pieces and these fashioned puzzle that God is creating right in front of us. It's amazing. And like that, when you experience, you know, that high level of any business or that, I just, any materialism that we all kind of get programmed that we want, you know, and it took you however long to really, you know, create that change for yourself. That's what I love about that story, how you and we all, I just want to mention, we all have our own guides. And through your Vipassana, you connected with your guides, whether you want to call it a higher self, or we can get into angels or aliens, doesn't matter. But you connected with your intuition, this infinite potential that you tapped into. And again, you couldn't go back. You couldn't go back to drinking and blah, 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 because you realized that that was lowering yourself. That was lowering your energy, lowering your potential. So it's just beautiful to hear it from a story that's so organic. Like I said, because I feel like a lot of people are simply repressing their energy. Okay. And a lot of people, like my favorite mantra, one of my favorites is the only way out is through. You got to really get, you know, like you're talking about emotional trauma. You're talking about child. We all have some sort of inflammation or toxicity in our body that we have to face and confront and literally learn how to get through it. So that's what's just so beautiful about this, because I think we live in a time now where people can do that. You know, it's not something that you have to sweep under the rug anymore and just hide behind. You know, it's about really being in your heart, getting in that courage and stepping out and saying, hey, this is what I had to do in order to unlock this consciousness, and you can do it too. It's nothing fancy. It's nothing easy. It's nothing all made up to be. It's really just like this. It's all you got to do. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, and I always like to bring it back. Look, we're all in the same boat. I'm no more advanced than anyone else. I mean, yeah. We're all in the same boat. We're all awakening, you know, until I can walk on water or
exactly.
You know, or even just find peace in my own life.
Yeah.
You know, I've had so much stress in the last 7 years, starting a family and having relationship problems. You know, I'm in the same boat as everyone else.
Yes.
And my own awakening, my own mastery.
Yes.
And learning how to let things go. And you know, but we're all in the same boat. It's just varying degrees. And it's usually the degrees on which your soul is here to grow.
I agree.
And so I think the universe only delivers what we can handle.
Yes.
And
yes.
And I think the more I can become grateful for everything, the more I can handle adversity.
Yes.
Because nothing is perfect in the life. You know, my meditation teacher used to say, you know, things rise and fall away on every level of the physical realm. And so things go up and things go down. Mm-hmm. And it's about being okay when things are up or down.
I agree.
Because they're not going to last that way forever.
I agree.
And again, as the ancient sages have said, walk the middle path.
Yep.
So don't get too excited when things are up, mm-hmm. because when things are down, you know, the opposite can send you into depression. And let's face it, depression and suicide right now is at
so
an all-time high, especially
so
amongst men.
Yes.
And so that's another reason why I'm doing so much men's work right now, is really to offer brothers, mm-hmm. you know, ballast, you know, because men are men and women are women. The genders are completely different, and they have opposite and complementary features to them.
Yes.
And so I think it's really good work for men to get around men and just be fucking men.
I agree.
And be okay with being a fucking human being, mm-hmm. for crying out loud.
Yep.
You know, failing or having problems or pain or emotional pain or relationship issues. This is the human condition.
Yes.
And so, you know, the hero's journey is an applicable philosophy, you know, from Jungian psychology. And you know, we're all going through that type of awakening, unfolding of mm-hmm. our own consciousness, or the God presence within us, as I like to say. You know, we're all in the same boat, man.
I agree. No, I agree 100%. I look at it as evolution of the soul, and what Earth is just a place for us to grow. And there's no judgments. It's what it is the universe always gives you what you want. The universe always gives you what you want. You have everything you want right now. I have everything I want right now. And that victim mentality that is spreading like wildfire is the what I like to call a self-limiting belief. It's just a belief that needs to be banished. But the only way to do it is by looking at it and facing it and confronting it. So, and I agree with you with the man, with the honing in on the masculinity. I really love, was John Gray. I think he put that on the map, Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus, back in the day. And now, someone like myself, what I think is happening is because of this consciousness that is available to us on the earth now, that wasn't available in the past, people are conflicted in their identity now more than ever. They don't even know what human body they have anymore, for crying out loud. Literally, they're so disconnected even with their own physical form. This has gotten to a height that we have never seen on planet Earth before. So the work that you're doing, yes, is more important than I think than ever because of this disassociation with your own human temple. I mean, come on, if we can't even start there, then there's real problems. And for me, I don't want to blame anything, but if I were to blame something, it would be the environment, the endocrine disruptors, the hormone. I mean, we can go into it all day. I don't want to, that's not what this is about. What it's about is, what do you do about it? See, how do you take practice?
Well, the cultural engineering. I mean, yes. It's, a lot of people, they don't understand that they're even programmed.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so, you know, and even some of the masculinity, it's a bit misguided, or it's attached to materialism.
I agree.
Through, you know, there's nothing wrong with opulence and fast cars. I love them myself, but that doesn't equate, or your money earning potential, that doesn't equate to masculinity.
I agree.
And so, but ultimately, as animals, you know, most of my work is done, you know, in holistic health, which is mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. Physical is the last manifestation of what's going on internally,
yes.
But you work backwards. So yes. Work to activate the animal inside you, the primal mm-hmm. nature, the innate intelligence. Work to activate that in your loins. Let yes. your fucking nuts hang low. Breathe into your balls.
Yeah.
The whole nine. Turn on your animal, because yes. you are an animal in this third dimension, in this third dimension realm, this material realm.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, turn on your animal, because your animal is connected to your spiritual body. And so then once you can get a read that you're actually on Earth, but your body is your spiritual spacesuit.
I agree.
And so, and then you activate your consciousness enough on the horizon that you understand, okay, survival is one thing, but then now that I've got my needs met, okay, what am I doing as yes. a spiritual being?
Yes.
And then utilizing the principles of creation, or the principles of alchemy,
yes.
or co-creation, or utilizing tapping into the God presence inside yes. of you, and utilizing that to create mind over matter.
And
create beauty in this planet, just the ability to create, you know, like as the Wright brothers did, as Steve Jobs did, as Elon Musk is doing,
yes.
and utilizing the mind as a tool.
Yes.
You know, this is advanced technology, not
it
just
is.
Taking, you know, being in the matrix,
yep,
you know,
I agree.
And shoving that thing inside your head or whatever, mm-hmm. and taking that as the norm, the way it is, and the way it's always going to be, and I've got to be in this job, and I've got to do this, and I've got to eat shit because I can't afford it, and
yep.
blah, blah, blah. Like, deprogram the mind, decolonize mm-hmm. the mind,
yes.
and get into the body, activate yes. your primal nature, get into the body, get into mm-hmm. nature, mm-hmm. turn that fucking animal on,
yes.
right? And you
oh,
will
yeah.
know from there,
yes.
right? You don't have to follow other
people.
It's
think
not about
it.
Following other people.
No.
It's about turning on your primal mm-hmm. nature, your primal animal,
mm-hmm.
and you are an all-knowing, self-healing mechanism.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Your video just cut out, though. I got the audio, but your video just cut out. So it just says poor connection. I don't know if you moved or anything. I agree 100%. It's for me, part of me is just frustrated, to be honest, because what I do is I see people, and I'm really good as like an energy healer, whatever you want to call it, and I can see people in that full potential, and then I see the limitation right in front of me, and I'm infuriated. Honestly, I get very frustrated. And my work every day is, how can I use my words? I love studying conscious language. I love studying every modality, any modality that's going to help bring more clarity to this person's predicament, so they can clear through that field and empower themselves to activate the full potential. That's, I mean, if I were to put it in a sentence, that's it. And the biggest thing that's missing with this that I've, found is the environment. Meaning, again, that environment is not supportive for this. Like, it's just not. So I love what you're doing with the groups of workshops and experiences, because, and that's my highest vision as well, to take people, literally pluck them out of their, matrix-ridden programmed mind and just plop them in this other environment, little, change of environment, whether it's some cold, whether it's some getting some lymph moving, getting the blood moving, getting some alkaline beverages, anything to get energy moving through the body, and then it just takes some time, and that person's mitochondria is going to wake up. That person's energy field is going to wake up. When you're describing the survival mechanisms, for me in yoga, I understand it with the chakras. People are just living in the first and second chakra. After survival and procreation, that's it. It's like they don't care. They go back to sleep, and I've learned to let those people sleep. At the same time, though, the chakra system is designed like that because that heart, the unconditional love is where the magic is. And I think when people learn to hone in on that and really develop the heart chakra, life just blossoms and everything else becomes a lot easier.
It's a good message for me.
Good, good. We're learning. I mean, yeah, you're my teacher. I'm a student. I think everyone's a teacher and everyone's a student. And if we stop putting people on pedestals, whether it's veganism or whatever word, biohacker, I don't even care what the vocabulary is, because we are all on that path together. And it really doesn't matter. As long as you have that clarity and you have that resonance and you feel aligned with your purpose and your higher self and you're on track, then you're good. Then you're good. There's nothing to get in between you and that vision. So you're good. I don't see anything wrong with it. It's like just loving your neighbor, I guess. That's it.
Yeah, loving your neighbor as you would love yourself, and
Yes.
loving yourself as you would have your neighbor love you. I like that twist on the golden rule personally.
Yeah.
Self-love is very important.
It is.
Well, a couple of things that I want to point out, because we were talking about